That's definitely original.
Norman Studios board chair Rita Reagan is walking around a projection room in one of the Norman Studios buildings, imagining what things used to be like more than 100 years ago.
You can see them sitting here watching the film.
She says these studios were unusual because the movies made here were
race films made with all black cast for black audiences, and they told wonderful stories about the people and their real lives and showed them in the positive lights, as they often were, but were never shown that way in the movies of that era.
Richard Norman, a white Southerner, made 9 all-black films here, Reagan says. She says most of the actors were locals, but the stars he'd recruit from other states,
they stayed here on campus with the Norman family. It was dangerous, really.
Reagan says Norman used the help of one of his favorite actors,
Peg Reynolds,
who was black and
one-legged, by the way, on a crutch,
to convince black theater owners that Norman was good people.
How they kept from getting killed by the Ku Klux Klan is beyond me.
Reagan calls Norman Studios remarkable.
It commemorates a period of time where there was a transition going on. It was before the Civil Rights Movement even started, but we were a civil rights location. Nobody called it that exactly, but transformative activities were going on here.
And now it's a national landmark. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.